It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs, and I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call, and someone will pray for you and your needs, and I will be praying for you in the end of the programs. We are doing this program to just encourage you, so you can be encouraged and you do the same thing what I'm doing or what the servants of God doing it. Last program, we studied the one mute man or dumb man came and Jesus cast him and he was completely healed. And people start arguing. Now this is another man, similar situation, but this man not only dumb, he is blind and dumb, means blind and mute and plus demon possessed. That story is given in Matthew chapter 12. Verses 22 to 28. This man, the word of God says, he was blind and he was mute and he was evil spirit or demon possessed. Can you imagine if the person is not speaking, but at least he is able to see, then you can do sign language and he will learn something. But this man, not able to talk, not able to see, and the same time, he is demon possessed. Just picture like that man and see what the situation will be. His age is not given. Just think that this child was born this way. Then what? How the mother and father will take care of this child? Not able to see, not able to hear, and running around crazy, not listening, and they might be thinking this child is demon possessed. If somebody doesn't listen to you, say he is a demon. Because the demon will not obey you, demon will not listen to you. And this man now is a grown up man. And somebody bought to him the same way, just like other chapters we read in Matthew and Luke. But this Matthew chapter 12, this man is a little bit more trouble than other men. This man is blind and cannot speak. And they brought to him and he just cast him out without touching him. And again people start saying, he is doing by the spirit of demon and things like that. And he starts saying, he said, I am doing this by the power of God or by the spirit of God. That means you need the power of God and you need the Spirit of God to cast out the demons. When Jesus Christ was baptized and the Spirit of God came upon him, and so many people say it's the Holy Spirit, but if you read steadily properly, it says the Spirit of God. And so we see when the Spirit of God came upon him, he goes to the temple, takes the book of Isaiah, and 61 and start reading. And then he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And then he says, why God gave me the Spirit? To heal the sick, raise the dead, do the signs and wonders and miracles. And so he was trying to tell these people, I am not doing this with my own power. He says, whatever I'm saying, the Father tells me to say, whatever I'm doing, Father tells me to do, and Father is doing it, and I am doing it, and I am the Son of God. And people didn't like it because he was saying, I'm the Son of God. But the people can see, not a single man until that time raise any dead, heal any sick, maybe raising the dead, we saw in the Old Testament, a couple of people did. Elijah did, and Elisha did. But casting the devil, making the blind see, and making the dumb speak didn't happen before. So these people were saying they never saw this thing before. And that's why they start thinking maybe devil is doing through him. Now, if any person is possessed by demon, he will be not in his right mind. We saw some of the examples. Earlier we talked about Jesus cast out the demons and one man has the legion. When that man has the legion, you knew that this man was living in a mountains, living in the burial ground and cutting himself and harassing so many people. How can this demon-possessed man will heal somebody? No. Jesus Christ never did things like demon-possessed person. He healed the sick, he raised the dead, he fed the people, he did the signs, wonders and miracles no man could do. Walking over the water, calming the sea, all these things demon cannot do. But these people accusing Jesus Christ because he is doing great things. The same thing, if you are not doing anything, nobody will say anything. But if you start preaching the gospel, if you start going and casting out the devils and going and healing people, all people will be against you. I have seen this myself in India or anywhere you go. The people do not like you to do what you're doing. If you're doing some wrong thing, they will not say anything. But if you say, in the name of Jesus, you're doing some great works, people do not like you. They would not even allow you to pray in the name of Jesus. So 2,000 years ago, the same evil people were there. And they did not want Jesus Christ to do anything good. One time Jesus said to these people, do you think we should kill somebody or give life to somebody? We should destroy somebody or we should help somebody? And so Jesus Christ came here to give us eternal life. He did signs and wonders and miracles. And once you believe that, you will be able to do that also. As I said earlier, I prayed for many people. And many people got healed. One time I went to Russia. There were 120 people with us. Some of them were ministers. I'm not finding fault in any one of them. But most of the people, they were going and sightseeing and museum and all kinds of things. But I was busy going on the street, giving the tracts, talking to people, praying for people. And even the people were with me, 120 people, some of them came to me and I prayed for them. I'm not bragging about myself, but I'm just saying I went there with a purpose. I did not go to see the Russia. I went to see that God's work will be done. And I told you last time, there was a church with a 4,000 member church. And I was not the speaker, but the speaker didn't come on time. So I told them I can preach. And I preached and gave the altar call without touching anyone. And so many people got healed. And they came to the hotel and stayed there until 11:30. The point I'm making, God is doing signs and wonders and miracles and he is looking for the vessel. In the Russia, there was a big stadium and the people were preaching. And I was sitting in the audience. And one of the person who was with 120, he came to me and he said, Pastor Peter, there are two boys, Russian boys. They cannot speak, they are dumb or mute. And I don't know if they were able to hear or what. He said, could you please pray for them? Now this brother knew that God is doing miracles in Russia when I'm praying for other people. So he said, why don't you pray for these people right now, the children? I said, no, I can't, because the service is going on. The preaching is going on. If I pray for these people and these people get healed, then these children will start making noise and all other people will be start running here and the people are preaching on the pulpit, they will be disturbed. So I said, wait until the meeting is over. And the meeting is over, everybody went out of the stage. They almost tried to turn the light off. That's the time I said, bring those children, let me pray for them. And they were like 10 years old and 12 years old. They were brothers. Can you imagine, both children cannot speak. And I don't know if they were able to hear or not, I didn't ask. So the parents might be so heartbroken. One after another, two boys, and both of them are not able to speak. So I prayed for the older brother first. I touched his tongue in the name of Jesus and prayed. And I did the same thing to his younger brother. And both of them, I told these people, just say, Jesus. And they start saying Jesus, and whatever we start saying, they start repeating, and people start running. And I'm going to the buses, and people start asking me on the way to pray for them. So the point I'm making, Jesus Christ does the miracle. In that stadium, nobody got healed. They did not give altar call to anybody. But I was able to pray in the audience without giving altar call. Why? Because I had the burden for souls. And I wanted people to get saved, healed, delivered, and set free. When I came from Russia, I got letters from people. How God did miracle for them and how God saved them. The point I'm making, Jesus did this work 2,000 years ago. But he's doing it today. He can do it in America, he can do it in Russia, he can do it in India, Africa, or anywhere. And I believe that God has started a good work and he's going to complete it. You have to just believe it. The person can be mute, person can be blind, person can be having sickness for many years. Don't get scared. Some people are saying, you know, I'm afraid. If I start praying for somebody and that person is demon possessed, the demon will jump on me. Demon will not jump on you if you are a born again child of God. I just said earlier program, 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. The greater one lives in you than what is in the world. The world is a worldly power, the demonic forces, but you have more power than demon. So you can cast out the demons in the name of Jesus. But if you are not born again, if you are not saved, if you are not a believer, and you might be a different religion, there are some different religious people, they say they can cast out the demons. But I never saw any other religious person casting out the demon. Here is the example in the Bible. Acts chapter 19, verses 13 to 16, if you read. They said there was a one man, he was the chief of the priests, and he was a Jewish man, and he had the seven sons. Now, they saw Paul is casting out the devils in the name of Jesus. So these people start thinking, this is a good business. We can cast out the demons, and people will be bringing many demon-possessed people, and we can have a business. In some other country, people are doing this. Not only sickness and disease, they will say, bring them, give us the sugar, give us the coconut, give us the oil, and we will give the rose water, or we'll give some kind of powder, and they will be healed. And nothing happening. How do I know? I went to those places, and I asked people, since how long you're coming here? 5 years? Did anything happen? No. The man says, come again, come next week. And we are coming here for 5 years, 2 years, 3 years. I said, come to my church. Don't bring any coconut, no sugar, no money, nothing. I never took an offering in India. I worked there for 10 years. Not a single penny I collected. In the big, big meetings, I will say admission free and no collection will be taken. And so somebody said, how did you do it? I did everything by faith. So God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. Now see, this man wanted to start some business. So he said, seven sons, go and cast out the demon. And so here one man was possessed with a demon. Now these people came, seven sons. They came and start saying, in the name of Jesus, who the Paul serves to Jesus, I am praying in the name of Jesus, cast out this devil. Devil said, hey, Paul I know, Jesus I know, who are you? And the man who was demon possessed, he jumped on those seven people, tore their clothes off, made them naked and wounded, and they ran for their life. Not one, seven of them. The point I'm making, if you are not born again, child of God, if you are not having the Spirit of God, hear the word of God is saying, we read in Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 to 28, this is the one is given example. This man was blind and mute, but when Jesus Christ cast this demon out, he says, I'm doing by the Spirit of God. So that's what I'm saying. You have to have the Spirit of God. You have to have the power of God. You cannot cast the demon with the power of devil. There are demon-possessed people I have seen. They come and they say, we were under the demonic influence and we were doing all the wrong thing with the demon power. We did not give anybody life. We did not do any good to anybody. But the devil tried to choke us and kill us and destroy us. And that's the time we call upon Jesus. And Jesus delivered us. Hundreds of testimony I listen. The witches or the demon-possessed people or the demon workers or worshippers. Hundreds of people coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. So here the word of God is saying, if you are not born again, don't try to cast out devil. Devil will destroy you. You do not have power. Some people say, oh, devil has the power. Yes, devil has the power, but the greater power is God's power. Because God is the one created this angel and he became fallen angel and now he's a Satan working against God. But his time is coming. When Jesus came, all the devil starts shouting, why did you come before the time? Please don't destroy us. Please don't cast us. Let us go to the swines or pig. And so the time is coming. But God has given the supernatural power to his believers, his workers. We don't have to worry about the demons. We don't have to worry about any evil spirit. Because God has given us his supernatural power. I'm not afraid of anyone or anything or any demon. Because demon has no power over us. But don't do like these Siva's seven sons. First of all, call upon Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I read the Bible, I saw the signs and wonders and miracles, and I want to believe you. Come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins, wash me with your precious blood, touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you pray this prayer, or if you call from your heart, you don't have to say exactly what I said, but you have to realize that you need Jesus. In this world, you did not bring anything. Out of this world, you cannot take anything. So when we go, means when we die, we go with an empty hand. Today some people say, oh, his favorite food was this, so put it in a coffin. His favorite food, his favorite jewelry was this, so put it in there. His favorite car or this, and they're trying to put it in the burial ground. But who is taking? The people who do the burial, they take. Some people give the medal and this and that and put it there. They're not there. When the person dies, it goes to ashes and dust to dust. After death, nobody needs anything. You come with the empty handed when you're a baby. And when you die, we go with the empty handed. So what I'm trying to say, in this world, God has kept you to do something. Get out of the demon power. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Call upon Him and He will come into you, into your heart, into your life. Your life will shine. People will see Jesus in you. People will say, hey, you're a different person. Then you say, yes, Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, you are a new creation. How? If anyone being in Christ Jesus or believing Jesus Christ, receiving Jesus Christ, they are new creation. And the old things are passed away. All the sickness, all the disease, all the evil things, all the evil power, all the evil desire, whatever you were doing, it will be gone. I have seen the murderers, killers, prostitutes, and all kinds of demon-possessed people. When they get healed, when they get saved, when they get delivered, they start praising God, glorifying God. And some of them even started churches and being pastors and ministers. It's a glorious Christian life. People do not know. They are holding on to their tradition. Even though there is nothing they can achieve. But they're thinking, we were born Hindu, we will stay Hindu. We were born Jewish, we'll stay Jewish. We were born Muslim, we will stay Muslim. But there is nothing that we were born Christian and we will stay Christian. The person who is born in the Christian family doesn't become Christian automatically. The person has to receive Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Once you say, Jesus, come into my heart, and then you receive Jesus Christ, then you are born again child of God. Without Christ, you cannot call yourself born again. The Word of God says, if the Spirit of God or the Spirit of Christ doesn't dwell in you, you are none of His. We need the Spirit of Christ, so you have to receive Jesus Christ. Then you can do signs and wonders and miracles in His name. There is nothing impossible with God. I can say this many, many times, but until you receive Jesus Christ, you will not understand. There is a real power in the name of Jesus. There is a real power in the blood of Jesus Christ. You plead the blood of Jesus Christ, you plead the name of Jesus Christ, devil cannot come close to you. There is a hedge of protection over you when you are belong to Jesus Christ. Devil has no power to touch you. You don't have to worry about the security. You don't have to worry about keeping yourself and keeping the, what you call, gun with you or something like that. God is supernaturally will protect you. I heard other man, a minister, somebody came to shoot him and he was in the pulpit. Not a single bullet touched him. He's still alive and preaching the gospel. So point I'm making, God is your protection. God is your healer. He is your deliverer. And once you belong to Jesus Christ, your life will be never be the same. I'm going to pray for you. I already prayed that you would give your life to God. And if you did, then your life is already transformed. You cannot see it, but you can feel it in your spirit. Let's pray for others. The people who are afflicted. People who are demon possessed. People are sick and afflicted and sitting or lying down on their bed for not 1 year, but 2 to 30 to 40 years. Somebody says 40 years sickness, half of the life is gone. I prayed for people who were suffering for 40 years and God healed them instantly. The same God is here. Let's pray. Touch your body or touch somebody by faith. And God will do miracle, and you will be surprised. Your doctor will be surprised. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the listeners. I pray for the people who are watching this program. We are doing this program every week and giving a new examples every week. And I'm trying to tell people that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's unchangeable God. Let them trust in you. Let them believe in you. Let them touch you by faith. And you touch them. Heal them. Deliver them. Set them free. And let them know that Jesus Christ started a good work and He's going to complete it. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Now, when I say call it done, it's done. That means it's nothing more to do. There are some other people who will say, oh, do this, give sacrifice, give some money to the ministry, and do some novena, or go to the mountain, or go to some holy places. You don't have to do anything. I'm living in America almost now 50 years. I never went to Israel yet. I never went to Holy Land yet. Some people are giving me free ticket. Come. I'm not saying we should not be going there, but I'm saying, why are we going there? To see where Jesus walked and Jesus did signs and wonders and miracles. And some people go there and say, oh, I feel Jesus here. I say, Jesus' Spirit is everywhere. I don't have to go to Jerusalem to get saved. I don't have to go to holy places to get healed. Jesus Christ's Spirit is everywhere. So I prayed for you. The Spirit of God already touched you and healed you. What you do? Try to do the things which you were not able to do before. And I guarantee you, you will be surprised. Your family will be surprised. Your doctor will be surprised. And you go and testify. When you start testifying, your faith will increase more. And not only that, you're going to say, Jesus healed me, I'm going to pray for you, He can heal you too. And once you do that, the people will start getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free. And you will be minister and say, hey, I don't want to give up my job. People are giving up their jobs for Christ's sake. Now time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.